Okay, today's daf is Shavuos, daf Yud Ches. We left off in daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about 15 lines before the end of the page. Next section of the Mishnah that we are going to discuss. The Mishnah mentioned Zui Mitzvah Saseisha B'Migdash Ein Chayavin Aleha, that this is a Mitzvah Saseisha B'Migdash, that you're not Chayav on it. So Shein Chayavin Aleha. So, and we said, what is a Mitzvah Saseisha B'Nidash Chayavin Aleha? And we gave the example, the Mishnah gave the example of someone who's Mishamish and Metahora, someone who's sleeping with a woman who is Tahora, and she says, Nitmesi, during the Tashmish, she says, I became Tamei. So if he's Porish Miyad, he's going to be Chayav. But if, because his the Yitziah is also Hana for him. On his way out, it's also Hana. So the Gemara just is going to discuss the obvious problem. Zuhi Mitzvah say, what are we talking about over here that we mentioned Zuhi? So it says, Hecha Kai Dekamar Zuhi, where were we that we're talking about Zuhi, that this is the Mitzvah Shabanida, the Mitzvah Shabmigda Shein Chayavan Allah. So it says Gemara Hasam Kai, that we have to get the original context over here. We were going on the comment of the Mishnah in Misach Sorios, that Ein Chayavin Ala Seva Lo Saseisha B'Migdash Ve'Ein Mevi'in Asham Talay Ala Seva Lo Saseisha B'Migdash Aval Chayavin Ala Seva Lo Saseisha B'Nida Mevi'in Asham Talay Ala Seva Lo Saseisha B'Nida. That was the background. V'Ka'amar, and on that we say Zui Mitzvah Shabmigdash Ein Chayavin Aleha Ve'Zui Mitzvah Shabmigdash Ein Chayavin Aleha Ha'im Shamish Matara Va'amar Lo Nitmesi Upiresh Miyad Chayiv Mnesha Yitziyasu Ana Lo Kabiyasu, which is a direct quote from Mishnah. We just gave the background couple of lines. If you look at Rashi, Rashi fills in a little more about the background. Hasam kai b'mseches harios. We were going on what it says in Mseches harios. Ein chayavin based in bahura asam al aseva alos aseisha b'migdash. Bezin is not going to be chayav for a mistaken hara'a, which is what Mseches harios is all about. Al nasei and los aseisha b'migdash. Kolomar al ra'as tumas mikdash ukdashav. Whether it be that Bezin make a mistake in their hora'a about a mitzvah asay relating to Tumah the Mikdash, such as a person who was nitma ba'azara, where you have the mitzvah asay of a yishluchu, of getting him out of there. Or whether their hora'ah was mistaken about a los hasei, for instance, someone who became tamei outside of the mikdash, where there's a los hasei, el mikdash losavo. V'hasa mefarish taima dein chayavin mishum dein mevin par b'hora'ah el al helam davar sheshig gasol chatos kavua liyachid. And the reason that their beizin's not going to be chayiv in this situation is because you don't bring a par al davar shel tzibur on a hora'ah unless the hora'ah relates to something that on an individual level would require a chatos kavua for an individual. Aval tumas mikdash karbonel v'yoredu. Tumas mikdash would never require chatos kavua. Tumas mikdash u'kadashav gets a karbonel v'yored. So when Beis Din makes a mistaken hora'ah about something that you would get a karbonel v'yored for, there's no parallel in davar shel tzibur. They don't bring the their karbon. Ve'ein mevi'in asham tali, Rashi says, Hayachidim shabal liyadam safe kares. The yachidim who are involved in something that's a safe kri of kares. Vitzrichan akasav asham talui, and the Torah therefore requires that they bring a karban asham talui. Ein mevinos al safek tumas mikdash. Lefisha enu ba elal safek davar sheshog vadei chatos kavua. Vasim yal famikrai. They too would not bring the asham talui if it was a safek tumas mikdash ukdashav, because you only would bring an asham talui on something that, if done on an individual level, totally bishogeg, you would be chayiv a, you would be bivadai bishogeg, you would be chayiv a chatos kavua. Since over here, when they do it bishogeg bivadai, they would not be chayiv a chatos kavua, they'd be chayiv an olav yared. So when they do it bisafek, they're not going to be chayiv an asham talui. So that's true of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. But where do we say that you are chayiv? What's the mitzvah saseh velos saseh that Beis Din would be chayiv and that you would bring an asham talui for? Right, because the background was that we said aval chayavan al aseva alos se shabenida umavishan asham talui al aseva alos se shabenida. So what is that referring to? What's the aseh shabenida that you chayiv on? So that was the case that the Mishnah mentioned, that a person is already sleeping with his wife and she is tahora at the time that they they started, but then she says in the middle, Nitmesi, she says that she had become Tamei in the middle, so that's the case where, he exits her body while he's still getting Hanah from it, right? That's the case of the Asei Shebenida, that they would be Chayavan, that if Beis Din made a mistaken Hora'a about that, Beis Din would bring a Parel Mdavar Shel Tzibor, an individual was Mesupak about whether he did it or not, would be Chayiv an Asham Talu in that case. Itmar. Abai Yom Rishmeid Rabbi Chiyah Barav, Chayiv Shtayim. Abai says in the name of Chiyah Barav that you're Chayiv Shtayim, that you're Chayiv twice, in this case described in the Mishnah. A man who had Bia with his wife, and she discovered in the middle that she's in need. He's Chayiv twice. V'chein Amar Rava Amar Shmuel Bar Shava, Amar Shmuel Bar Shava, Amar Avuna, Chayiv Shtayim. Chada Aknisa V'chada Aprisha. You're Chayiv twice, once for going in, and once for going out. Havi bar Rabba b'mai. So Rabba says, wait a second, what exactly is the case where you're going to be chayiv shtayim for being boel one's wife, and it turns out that she's a nida? What's the case that you're going to be chayiv twice? Now, the Ritva just gives a little bit of background information in order to understand the upcoming discussion, the next few lines. He says that the klal in our sugya is that you're not going to be chayiv a karban on the knisa, on beginning the bia, when it's not samach levesta. Because if a person sleeps with his wife when it's not samach levesta, it's nowhere near the time that she's expecting her period, and he goes ahead and he sleeps with his wife, and it turns out that she's in ida, that's an ones. That's completely beyond his control. It's not something that's expected at all. And for an ones, you're not going to be chayiv. So that's rule number one. If it's not samach levesta, there's no way we're going to be mechayiv a karban for the knisa. Now, for the prisha, for the yitziah, there's not going to be a chiyuv chatos, there's not going to be a chiyuv karban, unless the person is nama aretz, that doesn't know that it's asur lifrosh, doesn't know that it's a problem to be porish be'ever chai. So that would be called a shogeg. But if the person is a talmud chacham, and he knows better, he knows that it's asur to be porish, he's not going to be chayiv a karban, not because it's an onus, but now you're going in the other extreme, but because it's a mazid. If he knows better and he does it anyway, so then he's a mazid. So on the knisa, what we're going to be concerned about is that it might not be a shogeg, it might be an ones. On the pre-sha, what we're going to be concerned about is that it might not be a shogeg, it might be a mazid. So the Gemara says, what's the case exactly that you're chayiv shtayim, that you're going to be chayiv two karbonos, one for the knisa and one for the pre-sha? So it says Gemara, havi bar rabba b'may, ile masamach levesta ubiman, if you're going to say that it's talking about a case of samach levesta, ubiman, and who would we be talking about? Ile b'tamul chacham, you're going to say that we're talking about a tamul chacham, bishlam ha-knisa l'chayiv, kasavri yecholni livol. I understand why on the knisa he's going to be chayiv, because it was samach levesta, so it can't be an ones, it's definitely a shogeg rather than an ones, and why is it not amazing? Because he figures, I still have enough time, I'm going to be able to be boel before she gets her period. Ella aprisha my lechayiv mezidu. But once he's already inside of her and she became a nida, and he knows better, he knows that he's not allowed to be poresh be'ever chay, and he does it anyway, well, that's amazing. Then he shouldn't be chayiv twice. If you look at Rashi, ilei mesamach levesa she'eino onus al knisaso dahavale la'asuke adaite shematira b'shas tashmish, that he should have thought of the idea that maybe she's going to see during the Shas Tashmish. But he's still not a mazid, it's just that he's not an ones either. It's not called a mazid because she has not yet gotten her period. She's not yet a nida at the time that he's kones, so that's not called a mazid. It may be a mazid on the isser of being boel one's wife, samach levesta, but that's not an isser for which you're chayiv a karban. Right? We're talking about the isser nida itself, that for the isser nida itself, he's not a mazid. If the Ritva writes, samach levesta over here is not the same samach levesta that we're going to talk about later today, where the Gemara is going to say in Daf Yud Chesam and Beis that a person is tzarech lifrosh samach levesta mishum v'yizartim esprenei shalom mitamasam, that there's a chiv and a man to be parish from his wife samach levesta based on the pasuk v'yizartim esprenei shalom mitamasam, because the Ritva explains that over there we're talking about the prisha of the ona samach levesas, the being parish from one's wife for the entire ona, for the entire time period that surrounds the veses, meaning the full day or full night that surrounds the Veses. That Prisha is clearly only Midrabanan. That's only Chiv Midrabanan. Because we paskin, now the way we paskin is that Vestos are Midrabanan. The Gemara needed after Zainam and Aleph, that Vestos are only Midrabanan. But over here, our Gemara is talking about that it's already the Zman Veses, or it's Mamish B'Sam, it's Mamish at the time of the Veses itself. And that's the Veses we're talking about over here. And that's why it's going to make a difference on a Daraisa level, if you're going to be Chayiv a Karban, not going to be Chayiv a Karban. Because if we're talking about the Vestos of the Ona, of the entire Ona, then it shouldn't make a difference on a Daraisa level, because that whole concept is only a concept Midrabanan. The idea that if a woman is expecting her period during the daytime on Wednesday, let's say, that you have to be Purish for the entire daytime period, that's only a Dindrabanan. But over here we're talking about she was expecting her period 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, and he's boel her at 1:59. So that's that, and it used to be from all the discussions of the Gemara, it's very clear that in the times of the Gemara, they were able to pinpoint times that they were going to get their period, that within the hour they were able to pinpoint the time. So Samach Levest is usually during that hour. So the Chumrah that we add in Midrabanan is not only that hour, but even the entire daytime period or the entire nighttime period. So the Ritva just points out that this line over here is very clearly talking about the Samach Levestas, meaning literally during the Veses. Then we said, so if it's talking about a Talmud Chacham, then the Talmud Chacham should not be Chayiv a Karban for being Poresh, because he was amazed on the Prisha. If you look at Tosos says, Chaduhud ibe Talmud Chacham, Chaduhud milchayiv, afal pishu mezer al Prisha, mikamakam ala knisa, chashvin leshav miyadiyya. I mean, Tosos is bothered by Akasha over here. He doesn't express it as Akasha. He expresses it as a statement, but he says, in order to be chayiv a karban, you need to be shav miyadiyya. What does that mean, shav miyadiyya? That it needs to be a situation where you were doing the aver b'shogeg, and then as soon as you found out, you would stop. That as soon as you found out, you would not do the aver, it was purely b'shogeg. Over here, what are you doing? You have a guy who was kones, right? B'shogeg. Turns out she's a nida. So does he stop now? Does he try to avoid any further iser now? He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows that he's not allowed to go out be'ever chai, and he does it anyway. So you see, he's clearly not shav miyadiyya. So forget about not being chayiv for the yitzia, which he's not going to be chayiv for because he's amazed. He shouldn't be chayiv for the kenisa either, because the kenisa, he wasn't shav miyadiyya. So that's what Tosfos is bothered by. So Tosfos says, no, it's still called shav miyadiyya. De'ema yetzer al b'shei kedashkan tzubas perek nara. Had he known that she was a nida, we're still pretty sure he would not have been kones. It's just that in middle of the act, the yetzer hara became so strong that he, even though he would have not done it initially, had he known what was going on, he just feels like he needs to finish up because of the strong yetzer hara. So that itself is enough to call it shav miyadiyya. So the achronim ask, if you can say that it's called Shav Miyadiyasa because his Yetzer Hara is Gover Alav in terms of the Prisha, why isn't he called a Mazer on the Prisha? Why is he considered a Mazer on the Prisha in Chayiv Kares? The Gemara Ksuba says that a woman who's Nensa and she finishes, someone starts to rape a woman and she finishes off the Bia Beratzon because her Yetzer Hara got the best of her. That the Gemara Ksuba talks about a woman who the Bia started off Shalo Beratzon, she was not interested, and then as the Maisa continued, her Yetzer Hara got the best of her, the Hanas Tashmish got the best of her, and therefore she finished off the Bia Baratzon. The Gemara Nida in Ksuba says she's Muteris Labaila, meaning it's still considered an Ones. So we hear also, why are we saying that the Talmud Chacham that starts B'Knisa B'Shogeg, and then he's Poresh B'Mezid, because according to Tosos, when he's Poresh, it's not his fault. When he's Poresh, he's a Yetzer al b'shei, he has this tremendous Yetzer Hara, he can't control himself, to the extent that it's called Shav Miyadiyasa, even though he actually continues the Maisa, so then he shouldn't be Chayiv on the Prisha. Why do we assume he's Chayiv Kares on the Prisha? He shouldn't be Chayiv Kares on the Prisha. That's the kasha that several Achronim ask. The Mitzvah Esan in the back of the Gemara explains as follows, that when it comes to an Isha, who doesn't do a maisa. It's just that she's maskim beratzon. At the end of the be'ila, she sits still and is maskim and doesn't fight it off. So that's not going to make her asr labayla. But by an ish, where he has the ability to be parish beheter, to be'ever mace, and he continues to do a maisa iser by being parish be'ever chai, which is an actual maisa, so then you're not going to say he's pater because Yitzro gavar alav. We're only going to use the p'tur of Yitzro gavar alav when it involves not doing a maisa. When it involves doing a maisa, we're not going to use the p'tur of Yitzro gavar alav. Tosos over here says Yitzro gavar alav is only in regards to the fact that we're going to consider it shav miyidiyaso, that the original bia was not considered an iser nida. But nevertheless, any continued maisa from here on in is still going to be its own iser kares. That's how the mitzvah eson explains the Gemara. But the bottom line is, we're still, back in the context of our Gemara now, we're still looking for a case where a man is going to start sleeping with his wife, she's going to discover that she's tamei, he's going to be parish and he's going to be chayiv twice. The first attempt failed, right? To say that we were talking about samach levesta, so then he's not going to be chayiv when it's, so then granted he's going to be chayiv for the knisa, but if he's a talmud chacham, he's not going to be chayiv for the prisha, because it's amazing, it's not a shogig, so you're not going to be chayiv a karban. So now the top yud ches amar aleph, v'iba ama aretz, so if you want to say that we're talking about an ama aretz, idi v'idi, then it's the same thing as eating two kazesim of chelev in one helim. Meaning, if we're dealing with an amaretz that was a shogeg on both the knisa and the prisha, he shouldn't be chayiv two karbanos. If you look at Rashi, achal shnei zeisim chelev behelim echadhu shlo nodelo bein zel zeh. Person sits down to eat a bowl of what he assumes is perfectly kosher food, and he eats the whole bowl, beginning to end. Several kazesim, and then he discovers after he finishes it all that it was all chaylev. So veinu chayev ela achas, you only chayev once. Avzelo nodelo ben knisa leprisha shechatas over here as well. The guy had no idea between the knisa and the prisha that he did anything wrong, because shekshamrlo nitmesi einu yodeshin chayev ela knisa. When she said I became tameh, he had no idea that he was chayev on the knisa. He didn't know that there's a problem of Samach Levesta. He's an Amaretz. What does he know about Samach Levesta? He doesn't know anything about Vestos. Kasover Anusani Alashari Lo Lamach Musarni Yisrael Lifrosh Minosh Sein Samach Levesta. So he assumes he's a total Anus on that it's not his fault. Veinza Onus El Shogeg. Vikivin de Lama Nimtsa Shlo Yada Ben Knisa Leprisha. So since he never knew any better, he never learned any better, so at no point between the Knisa and the Prisha did he learn about any issue that he did. Shechata Vavale Baal Nidashte Bilos Pelamechad. It's like being boel and nida twice in one period of helim, in one period of not knowing. So you shouldn't be chayiv twice, you should be chayiv only one karban. Now if you look at Tosfos, iba amar is idv diachal shtei zeichel be'amlechadhu, mash mahacha, da'afal pi shenodolo bein atayim shabal anida, kivin shlo nodolo sheneschayiv chatas, right? The implication that you have over here is that even though he did know in between that the woman is a nida, that the woman he just slept with, that he's in the middle of sleeping with, is a nida, that's not called the yediya be'emtza. That's still called the helam echad. Why? Because he didn't realize that the fact that she's a nida makes him chayiv achatas. He thought it's still not going to be chayiv achatas, because after all, he had no idea about this din of samach levesta. So that would not be called the yediya, even though he knows that she's a nida in between. Fractoso sim tam maradam per klal gadol, says in Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Boy, min Rabbi Yom Rabbi Zera. Let's say a person is kotzer and tochein echatzi grogros, not realizing that it's Shabbos, but knowing that these malachos are also to do on Shabbos. And then he does it again, but now he realizes it's Shabbos, but he has forgotten that it's also to do these malachos on Shabbos. Mao sheit starfu. Could the chatzig grogros of each be mitzdarif? The one where he knew it was Shabbos and forgot it was a malacha, and the one where he knew it was a malacha and forgot it was and forgot it was Shabbos. So can they be mitzdarif with each other? Amalei chalukam ein lechatos v'lo mitzdarfi. So the Gemara says no, they can't be mitzdarif. Why? Pirushim hayu b'kolpam k'grogros hayichayv shtei chataos. Had he done a full shear each time, he would have been chayv a separate carbon for each one. Aye, but in the middle he never realized that he was chayav a karban, even though he realized in the middle that it was Shabbos, right? And after being kotzer chatzi a full grogris, let's say, he realized, and not realizing it was Shabbos, he then realized it was Shabbos, but forgot that that was a malacha, and then he did it again. So why is he chayv twice? According to our Gemara, he should only be chayv once, because his yediyah in the middle may have been a yediyah, a realization about what he had done, but there was no realization that he was chayv a karban. And as long as there's no realization that he's chayv a karban, you can be pater. So says also Yeshlomer the Rava l'taymei the Sri lehasam deinu chayiv ela achas Rava's l'shita. So Rava happens told over there that Yitaka only chayiv once. Inami hasam chashuv leyidia kivut shenodlo kol mashe yisafik bo sasha. Or it could be that the all sfeikos were already resolved in the case of Masechta Shabbos. When he realized in between, he knew everything for some reason, just cognitive dissonance. He didn't connect it to the fact that he's chayiv v'chatas, but he knew everything that he needed to know. Over here, he remains in Amah Aretz about the concept of vestos. He remains in Amah Aretz about the fact that you're not allowed to be bowl your wife during her veses. So therefore, not everything was clarified for him in the interim. Good, so we're still looking for a case where you can be chayiv twice. The Amah Aretz case didn't work. The case of the Talmud Chacham didn't work. So ve'ele b'she'in samach levesta. Must be dealing that we're talking about a case where it's not samach levesta. So wait a second, not samach levesta, we said that was a non-starter. Why is it a non-starter when it's not samach levesta? Because it's pure ones. You had no idea she was about to become a nida. So you say, ubiman, who are we talking about? Ilim Talmud Chacham v'lo chagolam chayiv. If it's not samach levesta and the guy is a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to be chayv on the Knesa because he's known as, and he's not going to be chayv on the Prisha because he's amazed. Because by the time the Prisha happens, he knows she's a Nida, and the Talmud Chacham knows that he's not allowed to be Yotze Be'ever Chai. So a Knesa, Anus, a Prisha, amazed. Iba Amaretz, and if we're talking about an Amaretz, Chadu the Mechayiv HaPrisha. He should only be Mechayiv HaPrisha because the Knesa was known as the Prisha is a Shogeg, so he should only be Chayiv on the Prisha. So what's the case? We went through all the possibilities. Hadar Amarava Liolam v'samach levesta. Really, we're talking about a case where it's samach levesta ubetamul chacham, and we are talking about a case of a tamul chacham. Wait, samach levesta. So that you understand is a shogeg on the knisa, but the prisha he's a tamul chacham l'chora is amazed. So says the gemara v'tamul chacham lezu v'in tamul chacham lezu. Tamul chacham doesn't mean he knows everything. He knows the din of not being boel a woman samach levesta. He does not know the din of not being boel of not being porish. He's a shogeg on the not being Polish part. So that's the Talmud Chacham Lezu, main Talmud Chacham Lezu. If you look at Rashi, important Rashi, Talmud Chacham Lezu, Kolomar, Yodea Sheyisrael Musharun Lifrosh Minash Sein, Samach Levestan. He knows the general concept that people have to be Polish from the wife, Samach Levestan, Kadamel Kaman, Vivizatim Esmene Yisrael Mitumasam. Ve'en Yodea Shamishami Shema Tahora Va'amar Nethvesi, Sarach Lifrosh Be'ever Meis. He doesn't know that if you're in the middle of Bia and the woman says, Nethvesi, that you need to be Polish Be'ever Meis. Davli Shogig Al Shein, and therefore it turns out that he's a Shogig on everything. A Knesa de Savi Yacholni Livol. On the Knesa, he's a Shog because he figures he'll be able to do it before she gets her period. Va Prisha, Omer Mutter. And on the Prisha, he Pasha doesn't know that it's Aser. Why isn't this a case of Shnei Zei Seichelev Behelem Echad where you only chayiv one karban? Shari Talmud Chacham Hulazu Shelo Heilo Livol Samach Levesta. No, because he's a Talmud Chacham in the sense that he knows that he's not supposed to be boel a woman Samach Levesta. Vein Ze Ones El Shogeg. So it's not going to be called an Ones, it's going to be called a Shogeg Kasavri Yecholni Livol Kodem, because he thought he'll be able to get in the Bia before the time. V'chiyamar Lo Nitmesi Yada Shechata Knisa. So as soon as she says Nitmesi, he realizes, it was my mistake. I was boel the woman samach levesta. I wasn't supposed to. Vavile yedia ben knisa leprisha. So as soon as she says nitmesi, he has the requisite yedia. So at that point, he's ready chayiv lekarbon on the knisa. V'im tomar mezid ubibila samach levesta. I frekt Rashi. Isn't he amazed? Because he knew that he wasn't allowed to be boel the woman samach levesta, and he did it anyway. Says Rashi, "Ain't too kushy. She ain't carries v'chiyuv chatos al samach levesta at chetitma b'bila hatameya shogeg savri yecholni livol." That yeah, he was amazed on the isra of samach levesta, but there's no chiyuv carbon on that isra. The chiyuv carbon is on the isra nida, not on the isra of being boel a woman who's samach levesta who's not yet a definitive nida. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem in terms of that sense of amazed. He's still a shogeg on the general isra of nida. Says the Gemara. Further now, we'll go weiter in the Gemara. We learned both of them in Mishnayos already, both the din of a chiv on a knisa and the din of a chiv on a prisha. Knisa tanina, prisha tanina. Prisha tanina diktani, hayi mishami shematar of armelin mesi upirish miyad chayiv. Our Mishnah tells us that if you're poresh when the woman says that she's tameh, you're going to be chayiv. Knisa tanina, nimtsal shalot tamein v'chayiv mkarban. The knisa we already learned in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says if it's nimtsa al shalot, if they check their, if right after the bia, immediately after the bia, they each take a cloth and wipe themselves clean, and you find blood on his cloth that he wipes himself clean with, so you, that blood could have only come from one place, you know that that blood came from her. So nimsa shalom, they're tamei, they're both tamei, she for being anida, he for being baal anida, the chayavim b'karban, they're chayav b'karban. My lav b'samach levesta v'akanisa, so what's that case? Obviously the case is that he was baal her samach levesta, and that's why it's a shogeg, it's not an on, it's not an ones, and he's chayav a carbon for the knisa. Maybe that case of the Mishnah that you're chayav a carbon for is when it's not samach levesta, and therefore you're not going to be chayav a carbon on the knisa because you were total ones on the knisa when it's not samach levesta. What are you chayav a carbon for? The prisha. But then you're going to ask, why do I need another Mishnah to teach me about the prisha? We already learned about the prisha that you're going to be chayav a carbon. Ha isrich lashmina nimtza al shala tameim besafik p'tur min hakarban. You're right. Enochinami. That line of the Mishnah is not a chiddush. The chiddush of the Mishnah is nimtza al shala, that if the blood is found on her, then the tameh besafik and the pater from the karban. Vaidi d'bayi misa nimtza al shala. Tanami nimtza al shala. So once the Mishnah is teaching me what would happen in a case where she finds the blood on her cloth, so where it's only a suffix whether the blood was there at the time of the bia. So once we mention that, we also mention what would happen if you find the blood on his cloth, even though that's already obvious from another Mishnah, from our Mishnah. Can you really say that the Mishnah is talking about where it's not samach levesta and the chi of carbon is only on the prisha because the kenisa was be'ones? But it uses the term nimtza, and nimtza implies afterwards. V'ia prisha, and if the situation is about the prisha, if the chiyuv is on the prisha, me'ikara ki parishle, v'ia prisha me'ikara ki parishle me'ikara havile yedia. So initially, when he was poresh, he already had the yedia. It's not only afterwards that they find the blood on the cloth. The case of prisha is in middle of bia. She says, I'm tamei. And then he's poresh. That's the case of prisha. The case of prisha is not that you find the blood afterwards. So Rava says, listen to what your Rebbe said. So how could we say that this, that with the Bryce explains the Mishnah, that this is a mitzvah sasei shebenida that you're chayiv on it, l'chora, this is a mitzvah lo sasei shebenida. To be bo'ol anida, right, how could you say that we're talking about a knisa, meaning what do you want to tanya, that we're talking about the knisa? A knisa is not a mitzvah sasei. The kenisa is a mitzvah lo sasei, not to be boel. Amrlei itanisa chasav v'taniachi. So he says, if you can have the brisa, this is how you should read it. Zuhi, the din of mekaneach b'mapa, of cleaning off with the cloth afterward. Zuhi mitzvah lo sasei shebenida shechayavan aleha. That's a mitzvah lo sasei shebenida that yechayavan. Hayim mishami shematara v'amrlo nitmesi upiresh miyan chayiv zuhi mitzvah shebenida. But the case where they're in the middle of the bia and she says, I became tamei, and then he's poresh right away, but be'ever chay, that's the mitzvah shebenida that you'll be chayavan, period. Amar mar, pirish miyan chayiv. So we had said the whole time that if in the middle of the bia the woman says, I'm tamei, and he's parish right away, he's chayiv. So, hey chiyavid. In fact, what's he supposed to do? He's inside of it. What's he supposed to do? So Amar Avunah Mishmei D'Rava, Noetz Eser Tzipart of Bekarka Ad Sheyamos. He should dig his fingernails into the ground and just wait and try to divert his attention somewhere else and wait until he has Eivir Meis. V'tuvya amar Rava zos emeres mishamish meis ba'arayos pater. This teaches us that someone who's mishamish meis ba'arayos is going to be pater because she's still a nida and there's still some movement inside of her when he pulls out even be'ever meis. But you see that that's the better thing to do. It must be that you're not chayiv for mishamish meis. Doesn't have a definition of bia. The definition of bia is be'ever chay. Dis al kadai to chayiv hacha my time pater mishum da'anasu I anasu kipirish mi'anami niftar. So if you want to say that he's the reason he's going to be putter when he's parish be'ever mace, even though normally being boel be'ever mace is a chiyuv, but over here he's going to be putter because he's known as, well then when he's parish be'ever chai, he's also known as. The whole thing happened in the middle of the bia. Either way, it should be the same onas. Elamai, you see there's a difference between ever chai and ever mace. And that's why we force him to wait until he has ever mace in order that he shouldn't be chai. So Amalei Abai, liol mei malach, hamashamish meis, ba'arayos chayiv. He said, no, really, I could tell you someone who's mishamish meis ba'arayos, maybe he's really going to be chayiv. Why is he potter over here? Because it's a total onus. The situation was beyond his control. He just discovered in the middle that she was a nida. Aye, but we asked on that, then he should be able to be parish chai also. It's also an onus. No, the answer is that even though both are usher, a person is not allowed to be boel arayos with Ever Chai or with Ever Meis, but nevertheless, Ever Meis is still better because you're getting less hana'a from the Bia than with Ever Chai. And therefore, given the choice of the two evils, but they both are evils, both Ever Chai and Ever Meis, but given the choice of the two evils, we pick the lesser of the two evils, and the lesser of the two evils is that which you get less hana'a. This is a chiddush by Arayos Dafka, that hana'a is part of the definition of the Isser. Meaning you would think, no, the Isser is a Maisa, it's a Maisa Bia, that there's some movement inside of the woman's body, that's it, that's the Isser, it's a Ma'a, who cares what's going on with his sensory, what's going on in his brain, what's going on in terms of his hana'a. Why does that make a difference? But when it comes to Arayos, right, that's what we have, Misa'asik b'chalavim b'arayos, that the concept of chalavim and Arayos, that when it comes to Dafka, these Averos, the hana'a is a chelek of the Isser, so much so that when you get less hana'a, even though you're doing the Isser, it's a lesser Isser, getting less hana'a from the Isser. Fine. Amalei Rabba Barchan and Labaye. Imkein Matsinu Arucho Ktsara Benida. So he says, you know what? Now we have an exact parallel between the case of Nida and the case of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. We spoke about in the case of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, a person's already in the Mikdash. And then he discovers, Ayveyam Tamei. So we say he has to go out Derech Ketsara. He's got to go out the quickest possible route, because if he takes a longer route, he's going to be chayav on that for tarrying, for waiting all that time. Right? So now you have this very similar thing by Nida. Person is in the middle of Bia, and he discovers, Ayve, she's Temeya, right? She's a Nida, so there's a Derech Arucha Ktsara. The Derech Arucha would be that, meaning the problematic way would be to be Poresh Miyad while he still has Ever Chai, and the less problematic way would be to be Poresh Be'ever Meis. Ba'anan B'miklash Tanan. But we learned that there's Derech Arucha Ktsara B'miklash. Why don't we make this equation? And why doesn't the Mishnah associate this with Nida as well? El Mishum De Lo Dami. Arucha Dahacha Ktsara Dahasam, Arucha Dahasam Ktsara Dahacha. No, it's because it's a reverse correlation. What we would consider Arucha by Mikdash, which is taking longer time, is actually the better thing to do by Nida, to take longer time to wait till you have Ever Meis. The better thing to do by Mikdash, to get out as quickly as possible, is actually the worst thing to do by Nida. Maskar Funa Bredu Rav Nasan Miyam Rabbi Anasu Alma Bishlo Samach Leves Kamrinan. Does Abai say that it's really an onus, which implies that the Bia happened when it wasn't Samach Levesta? V'Abai Damar Chayiv Shtayim Alma B'Samach Levesta Skinu. But Abai says you're Chayiv twice, which implies that it's got to be Samach Levesta, otherwise it wouldn't be a Shogeg on the Kenisa. So Ki Itmar D'Abai Be Alma Itmar. No, when Abai says that you're Chayiv Shtayim, he wasn't talking about on this Mishnah. He was just saying in general that you could be Chayiv Shtayim if you are Kones when it's Samach Levesta. B'Amin Rabbi Yonas Ben Yossi Ben Lakunya Me Rabbi Shimon Ben Yossi Ben Lakunya. Asar l'bol nida minayim in Torah. Where do we have an asar in the Torah that a person is not allowed to be bol nida? Shakal kala pasak bay. He didn't like the question, so he took a cloud of earth and he threw it at him. Asar l'bol nida? You're asking a kasha, where do we have an asar for a bol nida? Ve'elisha b'nida estu masal lo sikrav. The Torah couldn't be clearer about that. The Torah says, don't go anywhere near a nida. What are you talking about? Ela ashar l'mishamish matar v'amrlan mesi d'lo nifresh miyad minalan. No, what I'm really asking is, where do we find an ashar in the Torah for someone who's in the middle of being baal, a woman who was tahora, and then she says she's tamea right now in the middle of the bia, that you shouldn't be porish right away? Where's that ashara? Amr chiski amr kra v'teini dasa alav. Afil b'shas nidasa tehei alav. That even b'shas nidasa tehei alav, that's the ashara for someone who's in the middle of the act of bia when she discovers she's in nida. Ashkha nasei, los hasei minolam. That's nasei. V'teini dasa alav is blush nasei. Where do we find a los hasei? Amr papa amr kra los sikrav. Lo sikrav nami lo tifroshu. And lo sikrav teaches lo tifrosh as well. Lo sikrav doesn't only mean don't come close, it also means don't be poresh in a way that's going to give hana. Dichsiv harom karav elecha al tigash ki kidashticha. So you see that karav is a lashon of poresh. Tan rabbanon. Vizarta bisbnei sol mitumasim. Amar v'yosha mikana sara lebnei sol shivfushum nashusein samach levestan. From here, from this pasuk, we see there's an asara for people to be poresh from their wives during what's called the shas haveses. Samach levestan. Near the time that they're expecting their period. Vikama, how long is that time period? Amaraba, ona. Rabba says that's an ona. So Rashi says ona means either a yom or a laila, right? It would depend on if she was expecting her period daytime, so that entire daytime period is the ona. So he asked, is the ona samach levesta? And therefore he has to be parish during that ona, or if she was expecting her night, it would be that entire nighttime period. The Marshal quotes from the Smag that an ona is only sheish sha'os. It's only 6 hours. It's not the 12-hour daytime or nighttime period. The Yarzarua holds that you need to be parish for a full 24 hours. But the reason the Yarzarua says, and this is a famous chumra of the Yarzarua, in many, in the Shach quotes, and many people are makbid for it, the Yarzarua holds that there's a 24-hour chiv prisha. Where does it come from? The Gemara could have said, me'es le'es. It says, ona. That clearly implies that it's not a 24-hour chiv prisha. The Shach explains, the chumra of the Yarzarua is based on the following. Normally, in the times of the Gemara, as we said, a woman was able to pinpoint exactly when she was going to get her period. So she was able to say it's going to happen 2:30 this afternoon. So the ona, samach levesta, was the entire 12-hour period that 2:30 in the afternoon falls out during. So that's when a woman was able to pinpoint it exactly. Nowadays, women aren't able to pinpoint it exactly, but they have a basic idea. It's going to be Wednesday daytime sometime. So if they're able to get Wednesday daytime sometime, that entire ona now becomes the Vesas Mamish. That's not the Samach Levesta, because she's unable to pinpoint any time that's the Vesas Mamish within that period. So that entire ona, that entire 12-hour period, becomes the Vesas Mamish. The Samach Levesta would then be the 12 hours before that. Right, that's the svara for the Arzurua. So some people are makbid for it, some people are not makbid for it. I remember when I was a chassan, I asked Rav Shechter, should I be makbid for the Arzurua? He says, I never was. So I guess the minhag wayu is that they're not makbid. In the yeshiva shevelt, I think they are all makbid. Everyone's makbid for the Arzurua. So, but I don't know, for some reason in the wayu world, they're not so makbid for the Arzurua. Amar Rabbi Yochum Yishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yechai. Kol sheva parish mishto samuch levesta afilu havin lo banim kibnei Aaron mesim. Anyone who's not porish from his wife, samuch levesta, even if he has banim like bnei Aaron, they're going to die. Somehow we compare that, we compare this avera as a mida kenegan mida for the death of people like the bnei Aaron. Chassam Sofer explains that the onesh for me, who's not for someone who's not part of samach levesta, is because the reason you have to be part of samach levesta is because miktsa yom kekulo. That since she's going to see later today, so you have to treat the entire day as if it's already she's already bituma. So he says that's what the bnei Aaron were mistaken in as well. They brought an eish zara because they thought the day that is niskadesh miktsaso is lo niskadesh kulo. That the mishkan is going to become kadosh is not yet doesn't apply to the entire day. And therefore, they thought so long as they didn't yet have a gilui shechina, they could still be makdir ketara zara, and that was their mistake. So that's the comparison that Chassam Sofer explains between the two. So you see, the achremos of Bnei Aaron is related to nida. Anyone who's careful about this is going to have banim zacharim. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer, having lo banim. A person who's careful about vestos, he's going to have children who are able to become poskim. Anyone who does Havdalah with wine on Motzei Shabbos is going to be Zoche to Banim Zucharim. And you have right near there Isha Kisazria, so you see it relates to Havdalah. That someone who's careful to be Mavdil on wine Dafka, and the assumption is not Chamar Medina, but to actually use wine, is going to have children who are Ru'in Lo Ra. For some reason, a lot of people are Makel with this when it comes to Havdalah. It's against Shulchan Aruch. If you have wine, someone once called me the Shaila, Motzai Shabbos. I have wine in the house, but the bottle is closed. Do I have to open up a new bottle? Of course, you have to open up a new bottle. The Shulchan Aruch says if there's no wine in the city, so then you can make Havdalah and Chamar Medina. But anyway, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Banamar Ruin La Ra, the Sivla Havdil Laharos. Amar Binyam Bar Yafis Amar Blazer, called Makadish Sasm Bashas Tashmish, having the Banam Zucharim. Anyone who's Makadish himself during the time of Tashmish Amita is going to be Zocha to male offspring. Shinamar Viskadashim Visim Kadoshim, Visamachle Isha Kisazria. So we associate the two, that Isha Kisazria Vialta Zachar, with having Kedusha, thoughts of Kedusha, during the Shas Tashmish. Okay.